So for my reflective journal this week, I'm going to be discussing my research project for ATR 462 that I'm working on this semester. So my topic is looking at proprioceptive training techniques and how these should be used to increase ankle mobility and stability in athletes. So just a little bit of background on this. The reason why I'm interested in doing this topic is because from rehabs that I've done personally myself in our clinic here, or I've seen other students do with athletes that we have here, like their balance has all, from what I've seen, a majority of our athletes that go through a rehab process, their balance, when they get to the balance phase of the rehab, when trying to gain a proprioception back in an uninjured, I mean, an injured limb, typically lower body, it's pretty bad, of course, but when you compare that to the uninjured side, to reach that equilibrium, the uninjured side is usually pretty bad also. So I just wanted to look at how we can implement new proprioceptive techniques into inside our clinic to better increase athletes' ankle mobility and stability, because essentially everything starts from the bottom up. So I want to look at it from the ankle perspective, because usually that's like where you see the most weakness and instability at is in our ankle. So we want to look to see how this could be a preventive measure, since ankle injuries are the most common type of athletic injury that we see as athletic trainers. So just a little bit of background on that. And what I've learned so far from the studies that I've looked at, they've also reiterated that ankle sprains are the most common, of course, and that this is kind of like a, I guess you could say, quote unquote, growing kind of problem in the athletic population. They say like the recurrence rate is super high for an ankle sprain, and typically athletes, once they sprain an ankle, since it is most common, people think, oh, I just rest a little bit, ice a little bit, and I'll be back better than ever. But later on down the road, they've, I think, some couple hours I've seen, they've seen later on down the road that those patients complain of pain later on and feeling like that ankle's about to give out, feeling of that weakness type sensation. So also I've looked at a few studies where they've measured the person's like center of pressure in their feet, and they found that people that are super prone to ankle sprains, majority of their pressure is on the anterior part of the foot, so it's not really evenly balanced. So you're pretty much just on your toes all the time, and really your hind part of your foot is really the most stable. So they looked at their center pressure, saw it was very anterior on the toes and the forefoot. So what they did was single leg balance type of training for over a period of weeks, eyes closed, eyes open, essentially like a best test type thing. Did that over a period of weeks, tested their center of pressure again, and it shifted towards the posterior aspect of the foot, which is what they wanted it to do. So just a few things I've learned. Like I said, the single leg balance technique is really what's been used a lot in these studies I've looked at. But I'm also still, as my research project continues to grow and change a little bit, these type of articles I'm gonna find, hopefully it's like different types of exercises or techniques I can start noting and hopefully implement into either my rehab and or somebody else's rehabs, is that want to incorporate them. So yeah, that's my journal for the week.